Well, good morning.
Morning.
It was a little late. I'm not planning to take too much time, and I actually mean that. But I know sometimes preachers get up here and say, well, I'm not going to take any time, and they take about 35, 40 minutes or something. But I've had just a few thoughts on my mind, and I tell you, how can you not, after the weekend we've had, after all the preaching that we've heard, the instruction and the spirit-felt singing that we've had in this meeting place, I'm just bursting forth and just overflowing with emotions and thoughts coming to mind, but trying to just piece them together for a little bit. Over in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 18, this is the world talking. It says, for the preaching of the cross to them that perish is foolishness. Do you believe that the preaching of the cross today is foolishness? Absolutely not. I'm looking at a people who believe this word, who want to be here, that rejoice to hear these truths that are being preached this weekend. It says, for the preaching of the cross to them that perish is foolishness, but unto us, which can be saved. It's not what my Bible says. But unto us which are saved, it is the power of God. Are saved. Past tense. How can we say it's past tense? Well, you kind of already heard some of that this morning. Those that he foreknew. His foreknowledge. You go to Romans chapter 8 and read about those all things considered in that one right there. Talking about his foreknowledge, his love that he had set upon a people before the very foundation of the world. Over in Ephesians chapter 1, and according to who had chosen us in him. We were placed in Christ before we even have our being. Brothers and sisters, when we hear this, when we know this, and it's only by the grace of God that we can know this. Because in 1 Corinthians, you go over to chapter 2, verse 14, it says, but the natural man, that's talking about the natural man, the unregenerate, the non-born again. It says, but the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them because they are spiritually discerned. Brothers and sisters, when we're blessed to have the Spirit of God come and move and dwell within us. You know, yesterday I made the comment that I can't tell you the day or the hour or the time that I felt the Spirit of God dwelling within me for the first time. You know, some people, they can tell you, boy, I tell you it was this day. I knew exactly what I was doing. I don't know that. I feel that I was born again at a very young age. I remember coming to this whole church and coming to other churches and, you know, we like to joke around sometimes that, you know, as growing up, we kind of had a drug problem. You know, mom and daddy would drag us to this church. We was drugged to this church. That's a good problem to have, brothers and sisters, because you can come and you have those memories and all these things that you're hearing. And those little ones, they may be coloring, they may be drawing, they may be doing some other stuff, but they're picking up more than you think they are. They're picking up more than you think they are, because I guarantee you those little children, they will repeat everything that you never meant to say. Right? Okay, all right, everybody's with me here. Yeah, they know. They pick up on things. So bring them to church. It's so imperative to bring them, because we as parents, it's our job and it's imperative for us to show them this is important. This is not foolishness. The world will look upon this and say, this is nothing but foolishness stuff. You're wasting your time in that old church house. Wasting your time reading that old Bible. This is not a waste of time. This is precious time we have. This is not foolishness to us who are saved. It is the power of God. Power. There's real power. There's real strength. There's real hope. We heard a lot this weekend about when tragedy strikes, when bad things happen. How come some people don't just completely fall apart? Because therein where my hope lies, Jesus Christ and Him crucified. The preaching of the cross is not foolishness to us that are saved. It is the power of God. This morning I woke up and opened up my little Bible app to do my morning reading, and the verse of the day was 1 Thessalonians. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18. It said, "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." In everything, give thanks. Everything, every time you're going through life, every situation you're had, nothing you can think of, in everything, give thanks. Paul's not saying if you're in a car accident, say, "Praise God, I was in a car accident." Absolutely not. But you know what? If you can say, "Wow, I was in a car accident," you're still here. In everything, give thanks. Circumstances may be bad, but I guarantee you there is something to be thankful for. If nothing else, we have the salvation of Christ. The verses before that says, verse 16 says, "Rejoice evermore." I tell you what, the church of the Lord, living God, should be the most rejoicing people, should be the most joyous people on the planet. But we're human, right? We go through trials, tribulations. Bad things do happen. Things get us down. But again, where is our hope? Where do we find the power of God? Preaching of the cross is not foolishness. It is the power of God. So rejoice evermore. Verse 17, pray without ceasing. I tell you, those that have gone through tragedy, those that are going through struggles in life, can really teach us on how to pray without ceasing. I wish that we could all learn those lessons just from hearing the preached word, instead of having to experience hardship before we cling to the hem of His garment. Too often times people want to use Jesus Christ as a spare tire. When's the last time you checked your spare tire? I'll go ahead and say it. We bought a new vehicle and I have never checked a spare tire. It's been a while. That's on me. But if we were going to use Christ as our spare tire, we don't care much about it. Oh, but when you get a flat, that's the first thing you're thinking about. In life, when life kicks you down, you get sucker punched by life, that's the first thing you think about. Oh, Lord, where are you at? Over in Romans chapter 8, those last few verses, we read that nothing can separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus. Nothing! Nothing can separate me from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus. But I sure can separate myself from His fellowship. The fellowship I have with Christ, I can separate myself. I can go on journeys. I can wander away. But again, preaching of the cross to them that perish is foolishness, but them that are saved, it is the power of God. It's a powerful message. Why do we come to this church? Why do we want to hear this old story one more time? Why do we want to hear these truths proclaimed one more time? Why do these dear old saints get up and it's an effort for them to come to this old church house just to hear the same old story? Because it's sweet every time. And I hope and pray that it's always sweet. I hope and pray that it always tugs at my heartstrings. Because, brother and sister, it is the power of God. We need to adorn ourselves with His armor that He's given us. And I tell you, I've been stuck on that helmet of salvation. Guarding my mind keeping my head clear by putting on His salvation. My salvation is secure. Nobody can take it away from me. Nobody can take it. Nobody can pluck me out of His hand. You remember when He said, "Nobody man can pluck you out of my hand, my Father, which is greater than all. No man can pluck me out of the Father's hand." He and His Father are one. We're secure in Christ. So the preaching of the cross is not foolishness. They can call it whatever they want to. But like Joshua says, "As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." I pray that we can take what we've heard this weekend. Let it be a strengthening to us. Let it be an exhortation that we take serious. If you haven't, like you said before, we're not as good as listeners as we think we are. So go back and listen to it again and again and again. That's the thing about the Word of God. We can read it and read it and read it. This book is inexhaustible. There's no way you can read it from cover to cover for every single day of your life. Not just 1 year, every single day of your life. And I guarantee you, you'll see something better in a different light each and every time. So let us take what we've learned. Let us receive these blessings that we have bountifully received from the hand of the Lord. And don't let it go to waste. Let's arm ourselves with it and face the day. May the Lord bless you.